Be'ez Hashem's book, we begin Perek Shlishi, the third chapter in the Rambam, Hilchos Chayav L'Mazik, the laws of injuries and of damages, and the Sivan Zik in the book of damages. In this Perek, we continue with the halacha of injuring another person, specifically regarding embarrassment and certain set penalties that the rabbis instituted. The Rambam gives halacha out regarding that the way we qualify the shame is dependent on the perpetrator and the victim. Ketzad Mesharim Habayishas, how do we evaluate the compensation for the embarrassment? Hakoil, everything is lofi hamavaliyash v'amaz bayish, according to the one who's embarrassing and the one who's getting embarrassed. And that is because in the dim mizbayish ma'akot, you cannot compare someone who gets embarrassed from a small person, the mizbayish ma'adam god m'chubit, when you're getting embarrassed from an honorable and a great person. Shazesh habish leizeh hakal, because the person who gets embarrassed from a low person, boshtim rub, it's a greater embarrassment than someone who's getting admonished and getting embarrassed from a great person. So therefore the compensation would be more in that case. Halacha beis. Now, if someone embarrasses someone who's undressed, or someone who's in the bathhouse, Potter, he's exempt, because since he's not particular regarding his honor, because he's walking around in total state of undress, so it's not a person that would be in the state of being embarrassed. Now, however, let's say the wind blew, and it turned up the hem of his garment all the way, lifting it up onto his face, and therefore he's in a state of undress. But this person, the perpetrator, now goes and increases the state of undress by pulling off some of the garments. So that person can be liable for the embarrassment because this person is in a state of undress, they're not doing willingly. But it's still not comparable, the one who's embarrassing, this person who became undressed, to embarrass someone who's not undressed. So although that there is some element of bush, it's still going to be less than the person who was totally dressed. Machin so to a third case, I mean, be a begodah belated lanar. Someone lifted up his garments, but it's because he's going into the river. Or he's coming out of the river, so he doesn't want to get the bottom of his garments wet. Uvisha, and this person embarrasses him, chayiv is going to be liable. But again, you cannot compare someone who embarrasses this person, mavayisha, some chuzah begodah, to embarrassing someone who's totally covered with his garments. Again, it depends on what state the person's in and how much the busha is going to be. Halacha Gimel. Someone embarrasses someone who is sleeping, who doesn't realize the embarrassment because he's sleeping. Chai babayishas. Still, the one who embarrassed him is going to be liable because after he wakes up, he's going to have that embarrassment. V'immeis b'tich sh'nosa v'lehekit. Now, let's say the person died in his sleep and he never woke up. V'lehirgish b'zesh abisha. He never noticed, never sensed this, what the person embarrassed him. Then you cannot collect this embarrassment for the one who embarrassed him. However, since it's a situation of doubt, the same thing is in the reverse. But if his inheritors go and grab it as compensation, we don't take it away from them, as halacha is in all these cases of doubt. Halacha doubt. Someone embarrasses a mentally deranged person, Potter is going to be exempt. There's no shame for such a person. Now, however, mavayish is a cheresh, although generally that's included in the same category as the shaita, someone embarrasses a deaf mute, chayv is liable, there is shame. So to mavayish is a geras, if someone embarrasses a convert or a slave, chayv is going to be liable. And so to mavayish is a katan, if someone embarrasses a minor, imkin mashamachlim and nice nichum, if when you embarrass him, he gets a shame, chayv then is going to be liability. But if not, he's too young to get embarrassed, pata, then there is an exemption from that, there is no shame. Umekamakam, now, however, even so, in the dream of mavayish is a katan, mavayish is a gum. Even though we said this busha for a minor, you can't compare embarrassing a child to embarrassing an adult. So do limavash is evan, limavash is ben charin. Though we said this busha for a slave, you can't compare it to the busha that would be incurred by a free person. And limavash chedush limavash bekeich, neither could you compare embarrassing a deaf mute to embarrassing someone that has all his faculties intact. Halacha continues regarding the penalties that were imposed on someone who embarrasses someone else. Hamavash is chaveda b'dvar. Someone embarrasses his friend with words. He spits on his garment. So put him in the shulman. So regarding monetary payment, is going to be exempt because there has to be a bush that comes with a something with the effect in the person's body. But although he's exempt from payment, but the court should make some type of boundaries for this, that people shouldn't obviously go around embarrassing other people and causing strife. In any place, in any time, according to what they see fit. Now, if it embarrasses a Talmudic scholar, then he has to pay a full compensation of embarrassment, even though he only embarrassed him with words. Then the judgment was already ruled. Whoever embarrasses a Talmudic scholar, even with words, claims that we penalize him, but gave him a menu, and we collect from him mishkal, a weight of 35 golden dinar. Shu mishkal tesha sloim pachas raviyah, that's the weight of 9 sloim minus a quarter. Kabbalah hibiyadena, it's a tradition in our hands, shagibim kunazeb v'chamakim, that we collect this bounty anywhere, bein ba'aretz, bein chutzos, whether in Eretz or whether even out of Eretz Yisrael. Halachaval, and ma'isim hoyu, it's lein netomid b'kach, b'sfar, it says the Rambam, there were many stories like this constantly by us in Spain. Now, v'yeshtemid chachamim, there were certain Talmudic scholars, shayim moichel hazeh, that they would be pardoning for this payment. B'kach nolem, and that's appropriate for them to do, to make peace. V'yeshtemid, but those who would claim it, and v'yishim b'shom b'nim, and they would make a compromise between them. Abel, but either way, but the judges would say to the one who did the embarrassing, you have to give him a pound of gold. Again, that's a special penalty for Talmud Chacham. Halacha Zayin. Now, although we said if you're embarrassing other people, not a Talmud Chacham, with words, there's an exemption for the monetary payment, it's a great sin. And the only person, no one goes and blasphemes and curses people, only a wicked, foolish person. The earlier sages said, whoever whitens the face through embarrassment of a person, that upstanding person from the Jewish people with words, does not have a portion in the world to come. Lachas continues with certain set penalties they actually made for certain types of embarrassing actions. Yesh HaKoyis Rabbis, there's many types of hitting. Sheyesh Ben Bizui, where there is disgrace. Vitzar Mat, a little bit of pain. Vein Ben Menezik, and there's no damages. Kvar Paskum Chacham, Dom Ketub, and the sage already set certain amount of set prices for those penalties. Now, Pacholam Akal Lechaveir HaKomen, and whoever hits his friend with one of these types of hits, Mishalom Oysa Amon HaKotzev, he has to pay for this set amount of money. Bekum Knosses, and they're all included in the category of penalties. Now this set money, who demay, that's going to be including the monetary value of hatzar, of the pain, of abayish, the embarrassment, the reaper, the deductibles, the shabbos, and the loss of work. Being tzarech l'refuah, well, there's no nezik, like we said, so there's none of that. And this is being tzarech l'refuah, but shabbos being loitzarech. Whether that actually requires doctor bills and loss of work, whether it doesn't make a difference, because Zehu Misham, the rabbi has made this set amount, is what he has to pay. Halacha test, become Hu Misham, how much does he have to pay? So it depends what. Someone kicks his friend with his foot. Mishalom chamish lam, has to pay 5 slum. Hikobar kavasoi, if he hits him with his knees, mishalom shosh lam, he pays him 3 slum. Kovetz etzbo eitzav, if he gathers his fingers, like making it into a bundle. Hikobi yodik shagud, and he hits him with his hand when it's bundled together, meaning that's what's called a fist. Mishalom shlish esri slum, has to pay him 13 slum. Tokas chaveir bekapa, if he hits him with his palm, mishalom sel, he pays a sel. Satara al-Panab, he whacks him on the face, he slaps him on the face. Mishalom Chamishim Slom, he pays 50 Slom. Satara al-Machari Yadim, he slaps him backhandedly, which is more disgraceful. Mishalom Meyasel, he has to be 100 Sal. Bechain Tutim Tzirim Ba'azna, if he twists his ears, or Tolib Basori, or he tears his at his ear, or Sharakak, or he spits at him, he gear Rik Bibsori, and the spit reaches his flesh, because it has to affect his body. By Heber Talis Malab, or he removes his cloak from him, or put it on Sheish, or he uncovers the head, the ear of a woman. In all these cases, they're very embarrassing. Mishal Meyasela has to pay 100 slum. Because then Mishal Makol Maisa Maisa, and this is how he pays for every single action. Kate said also, as Ram illustrates. Kugun Shaboy Bechaber Abubitis, let's say he kicks him 4 times. I feel as if it's even one right after the other. So each one is 5 times 4. Mishal Meyasim Slum has to pay 20 slum. So Torah upon Mishal Meyasim Slum, whacks him on the face 2 times. Mishal Meyasela, each one is 50. Times 2 is 100. Bechim Mishal, and so to all the other ones. Halacha Yod, now Kol Elo Slum, all these slum that we described that are the liabilities of the penalties. He mekesef Eretz Yisrael, that was from the silver that was in Eretz Yisrael. But he says, man, in that time when the rabbis made this takana, where shayi b'chol tzela, in each tzela there was a chatzi dinar kesef, a half a dinar of silver, u'shleishu dinar no mes nechesh, and 3.5 dinar of copper. That was the monetary value of each of these slum. Therefore, Mishnah Schei Bakoyes Eid L'shal Meisala. So, regarding these hittings, which we described, let's say, from those that he's liable to pay 100 slum, what you have to pay is you have to pay 12.5 slum of pure silver, again, which is the value of how much it was the silver in the slum that were in those times in Eretz Yisrael when they made this takan. Now, the men, when we say this, that the measurement of the payments of these types of hits are b'muchabit, is by an honorable person. That's how much the shame is be that the rabbis evaluate. But if someone is a disgraceful person, and he's not particular if someone, let's say, kicks him or knees him, or those similar type of things, then ain't an intellect if it masharol, then he only takes according to what's appropriate for him. Commissioner had the yonim, and like the way the judges see fit, shahudo little that's appropriate for him to take, which would be less than that. Because lefishesh from the adam kurim, because you have many repulsive base people, shame like pidma boshim, they're not particular about their embarrassment. And every single day they disgrace themselves, all types of disgrace, derek schaik, kal shroish, through these games they play and through this lightheadedness and frivolity. Or even just to take a pruta from one of these guys who would play a practical joke in him, he'll do it just to get that nickel, that dime, and therefore that obviously this person not appropriate to get 100 slime for something like that where he does it all the time, and therefore that would be, again, proportionate to the person that he is to get the compensation.